This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We're going to kick it off with Rowena. Welcome to the show, darling.
Good, hello.
How can I help?
Well, I have a left bundle branch blocked, and I need to know what causes that, and is there any way to get rid of it or treat it?
Well, what do the cardiologists tell you? I mean, they've already done the testing and all that. What have they told you so far?
Just that there isn't anything that can be done about it. Had I had a right bundle branch block, they could do something. And I haven't had anything invasive, any heart casts or anything like that. But I've had all the scans and things like that, and I do have calcium buildup in the coronary arteries. But
that's the big deal. It's when you get a left bundle branch. And you have a calcium buildup. So they've already checked that. They do know there's a pretty strong calcium buildup. Did they give you a percentage, or did they tell you, did they give you anything like that?
They didn't say a percentage, no.
They just said it is. They just said they definitely see it and that sort of thing. Well, I mean, the good news is a lot of times, I don't want to say it's, I always like to think it's good news. Of course, they always say left is worse than right because the right, like they say, they can do something. But at the end of the day, if you start focusing on your cardiac health, and again, what causes it, there's a lot of theory, okay, behind what causes that. But at the end of the day, what you can focus on is your lifestyle choices, right? Your diet's important. Are you eating well now? I guess have you this has kind of been an eye-opener, or were you already eating well before? And exercising and that sort of thing.
I wasn't eating really good, but I try to do organic, and I take a multivitamin. I take Drivita, and I take CoQ10, omega-6, and then I'm on, they put me on 3 blood pressure medicines, Norvasc,
I'm sure.
And Lisinopril, and that seems to do pretty good. And I just, I am overweight, and I am going to top to lose weight, and I do have hypothyroid. I'm on 200 micrograms of thyroid.
Bless your heart. Well, I said bless your heart. I mean, it's time to make some changes, big time, right? It's kind of a wake-up call.
Fresh fruits, fresh vegetables.
Yeah.
I don't buy bread. I don't have bread in my house. Sugar, if I eat something, it's out of the house sweet. I buy outside. I don't bring it home. That's one thing. So,
well, that's good. But how much weight do you need to lose, would you say?
It's about 100 pounds.
Okay. Well, you could do that, but it's going to take some real discipline. What is your game plan for exercise?
Well, I got run over by a big tractor, and I have trouble with my hip and my knee. But other than that, I'm outside all the time working in the yard, but I need to walk. That is the key, and it's hard for me to walk because I do use a cane. But
okay. Well, do you have a bike of any kind, or do you have access to maybe a pool like at a YMCA?
Well, I do have a membership, and I'm going to start doing the water aerobics.
Okay. That is really, really important, okay? More than just working in the yard, that's not enough. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week of focused exercise, as I call it, is really bare minimum. And maybe even up to 45 minutes as you can build up. Because when you're dealing with the left bundle branch block, a lot of times really comes, I mean, there's a lot of different causes or theory of causes, okay? It can be aortic stenosis, which is kind of a narrowing in the aorta. And a lot of times that can happen through the calcification, like they talked about. But at the end of the day, regardless of the causes, you want to focus on what you can do in your lifestyle. So your exercise, although it may be the hardest and it may be difficult because of, like you said, your hip situation and that sort of thing, you got to find out what you can do. So if you can get in the pool and swim or do aerobics, then that needs to be, no matter what it takes to get over to the gym that you have that at, to get there for those classes. And getting on a bike. You know, you can ride a bike, right? Does the elliptical hurt at all? Have you tried any of those different cardio pieces of equipment? Does that irritate it?
To have therapy, and the girl told me that the elliptical would be the best for me.
I would think so. I just don't know, okay, you know, the whole range of motion that you have in that hip and leg. So if they're saying that's okay, I would go for that. Because anything you can do to get your entire body moving, you're going to gain the most benefit from. So that would be the kind of the first and foremost. I mean, but I'm talking 5 days a week, you don't miss. To lose 100 pounds, you have to get laser focused like never before. So how many meals a day are you eating right now?
Hello?
How many meals a day are you eating right now?
Oh, two.
Okay. So two meals a day, if you need to up that to five meals a day, small meals. Because if you eat two meals a day, here's what happens. The body goes into starvation mode, and it will actually slow your metabolism down. Has anyone ever told you that?
Yes, I know that.
You know that?
I know.
Well, if you know that, how come you haven't made the change?
Well, because I'm so busy.
All right, you're so busy doing what?
I'm on the go all the time. I'm active at church. Like I said, I'm helping other people out in the yard.
Hold on a minute. You're busy going to church. You're busy helping other people. Are you married?
Tina.
Are you married?
Oh, no.
You have kids?
I'm not here in the state. They're out of state.
Okay.
And I have good friends,
lots of friends. People in your life, right? Mm-hmm. So they all need you to be healthy. So it's great that you help other people, and it's great that you serve in your church and go to church. But if you're not healthy, then you're not going to be any good for anybody else, right?
Yes.
So it's not selfish to take care of you. So exercising 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day minimum is so important. Eating five times a day needs to be as important to you as the medicine that doctors have prescribed, because that's important. You can't not take your medicine. But there has to be a lifestyle change that comes on the inside of you that says, you know what, I can't miss. This meal is just as important as any medicine, because you're having to retrain your body. So for you to be healthy and to be a blessing at your church and to be a blessing to others and to serve others well, you have to do something called taking care of yourself. And it's not being selfish. It's actually being selfless, because the better you make you, the better you're going to be for others. We'll be right back.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
To
find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can go online, check us out, getwellradio.com. Be glad to take your email as part of the show, whatever you prefer, or we can answer in private. Of course, we'll always do that for you. Now, a lot of seniors deal with kind of the scary fact of heart attacks, and more older people now are suffering heart attacks that were misdiagnosed. So-called silent heart attacks can increase the risk of dying as much as any confirmed heart attack does. To research their conclusion, the study authors used sophisticated MRI scans to spot heart trouble among more than 900 older Icelanders between 67 and 93. MRI scanners are really a spectacular tool for finding heart disease, explained lead researcher Dr. Andrew Arai, who's the chief of cardiovascular and pulmonary branch of the U.S. National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. However, people shouldn't be running out getting scanned, stressed. I wouldn't recommend that for most. It said most guidelines don't recommend having these expensive tests unless you're having major symptoms. So right now, it isn't clear when such scans are called for and would benefit, Arai said. The report was published in September 5th issue of Journal of American Medical Association. Among more than 900 Icelanders studied, 91 had heart attacks that were diagnosed, while 157 had heart attacks that had not been recognized before. So, in fact, about half of those with unrecognized heart attacks, the silent ones, were taking aspirin. But less than half taking the beta blockers or statins. Okay, so this may well have added, they say, to the risk of having a heart attack, researchers suggested. The greater number of unrecognized heart attacks may be due to several factors, including diabetes, which raises the risk of heart attack, milder symptoms, and a less severe attack, the study authors noted. Although the study was done in Iceland, Arai said he believes the results would be similar in the United States. Convincing study, Dr. Greg Fonero, who's a spokesperson for the American Heart Association and professor of cardiology at the University of California, Los Angeles, says prior studies have demonstrated that a portion of myocardial infarctions are not detected clinically, or so-called silent myocardial infarctions. He said that the study found a higher prevalence of previously unrecognized heart attacks than described in prior studies. Now, Fonero, however, doesn't think cardiac imaging is useful as a screening tool. So at this point in time, there's not enough specific evidence on whether the recommended cardiac imaging as a screening test is really necessary. But the biggest issue here, I mean, okay, the testing is important, yes. MRI testing, all that, it's important, I understand. But the silent heart attacks, that's really the bigger issue. And that's one thing I'm concerned about, is that, yeah, everybody's taking their baby aspirin, 81 milligrams. But at the end of the day, what are we doing overall for our lifestyle to make sure that we don't get to the point where there are these little silent heart attacks? So what are we teaching for lifestyle? Dietary changes, exercise. I mean, what do we do? Well, I can tell you, for overall heart health, what do you do? Number one, if your doctor has you taking an aspirin, don't change, okay, because there are benefits of doing that. But you might want to suggest, if you want to go the natural route, ask them about taking vitamin E at certain levels. Some will agree, some won't. But I'm just saying, if you want natural options, talk to them about vitamin E. The other piece for overall heart health that has been proven is resveratrol. Resveratrol can be, of course, you can obtain that from the dark purple grapes. Okay, the grape skin really has a lot in there. And also red wine has it as well. Go easy on the alcohol, though. It doesn't really benefit you as much as previously thought. And so for other thing for heart health is exercise. Cardiovascular exercise, very important. Minimum 15 to 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week, minimum. But doing it on a regular basis is critical for overall heart health. So if you're not on the regular routine of exercising, it might be something that you want to kind of kick into high gear, because it will make a big difference in your performance and your heart, your cardiac performance, which at the end of the day is the most important out of everything. So those are all important keys for keeping the heart healthy. Your omega-3 fatty acids like cod liver oil, that's vital and that's important. Minimum, if you're an adult, tablespoon a day, minimum. Because of what it does, the omega-3 fats, we know for a fact, play a huge role in overall cardiac health. B vitamins are important too. Plenty of dark leafy greens are vital, in my opinion, like kale, spinach, all of those, and the mustard greens. I mean, all of those play such a big role and are seriously critical in your overall health. So looking at all of that together, your heart health is important, but you've got to know the things to do. These are just basics. I mean, CoQ10, I could go on. I could give you the top 30 things to do for overall heart health, but these are some things that are just important and some of the basics. But as you go and as you move into an overall routine for your heart health, just understand that putting that together, all of that is so critical. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to go to Thomas now. Hi, Thomas. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you, sir?
Better than yesterday. What's cooking?
Just got a quick question. My problem's really short and sweet. Skin tags.
Okay.
I have got them mostly around the neck and a little bit out into the shoulder area and under the arms. I was wondering, one, is there something I can do to remove them, or do I need to see a physician? And if I can remove them, what can I use to remove them?
I would just go to your doctor, just your family doctor. And what they'll do is they'll use a little bit of numbing solution, the lidocaine, and they'll go in there and just hit that with just a little bit, and then they'll snip it off with a little pair of surgical scissors, make sure everything's sterile. It's not worth doing yourself. I mean, could you do it? Yeah, but you could get a little infection or something. It's not worth it. I mean, just go pay the... If you're paying cash, just pay the... It'll be like $80 or something like that for the office visit. And go in, they'll probably knock it out. But any family doctor, internal medicine, even nurse practitioner, they can take care of it. Very easy. You just want to go and let someone else handle it. Don't try to do that yourself. Easy to do, but not worth the risk of infection. Then you got to take antibiotics, and that can be a big mess. So it's better to go in and just have them take care of it. But, yeah, they're very easy. It won't hurt at all. No big deal. Okay, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. You can check us out online, getwellradio.com. Remember, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in to our situation. But the good news is, if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick many times, we can lifestyle our way out to get well, stay well, and live well. More on that when we come back. Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Don't forget you look at our website. We've got questions. We've got a lot of answers there. Of course, our newsletter that goes out as well. You can sign up for that. And just all the great information that we have there at the website. If you want to send me an email, you can do that always. As a matter of fact, Winston in Charlotte, North Carolina writes, I was diagnosed with MS when I was 21. I just turned 42, and I try to watch my diet and exercise to keep my symptoms at bay. Do you have any other advice? Well, you know, MS, multiple sclerosis, big challenge for sure. Not a lot out there as far as hope goes, because it being a progressive neurological disease, then it's kind of a sit and wait kind of mentality, especially in medicine. That's the thought anyway. There's a couple of things. I mean, with MS, making sure that you keep your vitamin D levels up. There's certain things out there that we do know from a natural perspective. And of course, your doctor, as they work with you, your neurologist, whomever that is, he or she can give you the best protocols and the most up-to-date information. But just know out there that if you want to have some good lifestyle changes, number one, your attitude is so important, because when you get a diagnosis like that and you start feeling these weird symptoms, it's very easy mentally to throw in the towel. And that's the one thing you don't want to do, is just throw it in, because that is where your greatest strength lies is in your ability to think, your ability to really put that on and make a difference. That's where your strength is. So number one, make sure you keep your mind strong. That's a key. The other one, too, is we know that the galactose milk sugar helps produce the myelin. Okay, so the myelin is the coating that's around the nerve. And in multiple sclerosis, it's the sclerosing or the tearing down of that myelin around the nerve that exposes the nerve and causes it to become damaged. So the myelin is a protective sheath around it. And so if you can keep the myelin there or even prolong the breaking down, again, here we go, maybe there's not parts of it that you can completely stop, but if you can slow down the process of that, that's where it becomes, that's where the victory is. And so it's slowing things down that make a big difference. So the goat's milk yogurt, I think personally, is one of the best forms of that galactose milk sugar that can make a big difference. Raw goat's milk, the best. But again, you know, you got to go to a farm and find an organic farm. I think a very good farm to go to for your milk products and organic dairy and also hormone-free beef and all is Westwind Farms. You can check them out, westwindfarms.com. Just so you know, I shop there. That's where myself and our family, that's where we get all our dairy products and that sort of thing. They are fantastic. Huge farm, all organic. They know the owners well. They are great people, and they will serve you well. They deliver. They ship. So if you live, you know, they're over, I believe, in the Tennessee area, and if you don't live near there, they do drop-offs. They ship. You can order online at westwindfarms.com. They are fully equipped to serve your needs. So if you haven't got any organic or raw milk products recently, you need to check them out. Absolutely amazing. So if you're dealing with MS, just so you know, raw goat's milk yogurt, those sorts of things are phenomenal. Now, am I saying that that's going to cure it? No. Not at all. But I'm saying that's a good nutritional option to support your body. And there's a big difference. So your omega-3 fats are always important, too. So that's a key. And you can get that, you know, obviously, cod liver oil, eating plenty of salmon, plenty of fish is extremely important for getting your omega-3 fats. So those are all key, and those are all important. But multiple sclerosis is a tough one. And you want to keep your vitamin D, your omega-3s high, and keeping plenty of that galactose milk sugar going. And, of course, your exercise and your daily routine. Do as much of what's normal to you, because the brain is pretty amazing. Once the brain recognizes that there's something going on, or your subconscious mind tells the brain, hey, there's something going on that's out of the ordinary, then it starts to freak out. When it starts to freak out, and the body starts to freak out too. And the whole mind-body medicine component is really, really amazing. And how the whole thing ties together. And we control so much of what we think. Now, you may not be able to control a whole lot sometimes with the body when things start to break down, but you know, with what we think makes a big difference. So just keep that on the forefront of your mind. Okay? Because dealing with MS, Winston, as we're talking here, you know, obviously you want to follow what your doctors are telling you to do. Yes. But realize that you have a lot in the palm of your hand as well. As the patient, as the person, to be able to make huge strides in what you're going through. Don't let MS, the one thing you don't want to do is to let these health challenges and the labels that they put on you, let them win. You want to be the one that wins. That's the key. And you win by not letting the fear beat you. That's how you win. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. We're going to go to the phones and go to Kenny. Hi, Kenny.
How you doing?
I'm living well. What's happening?
Well, I've got a daughter who started out life kind of tough. The umbilical cord was wrapped around her several times, and she was a blue baby, and they had to resuscitate her. And since she was born, her grandmother cared a lot for her while we were at work, and I think kind of overfed her, thinking the more you feed them, the healthier they are.
Sure.
And she was on a soy product milk. It was the only thing that she could keep down for some time. And as she grew, she gained a lot of weight, not heavy over, like, rolling fat weight, but just a big girl, big body, big arms, big leg, you know. And now she's 17. She's got vasomotor instability, a heart murmur, and she's very sensitive to cold. And also, she welts up very easy, and it hurts her when somebody touches her too hard or something.
Right.
You know, she hurts easily.
Sure.
And she, you know, relatively active, doesn't eat the best in the world, doesn't like taking vitamins, but she plays volleyball, sports at school, et cetera, but can't control the weight. She's at, like, 225. You know, it's just a little bit of everything, I guess.
So your question to me is,
well, the main thing is on that cold sensitivity and sensitivity to pain. She also overheats easy. Are those things that would be attributed to vasomotor, or can you think of anything that would be attributed to that?
Yeah, they can be. It's possible. But, I mean, is it happen? Is it all the time? How much does it come and go if you had to pick a time frame? Is it every day, multiple times, or is it once a week?
Yeah, any time you touch her hard or anything, she hurts easily and bruises easily. And if she's around cold, her fingers or toes will swell up, sometimes her nose, very cold sensitive.
The bruising and all, that's definitely deficiency. Has she had blood work done to check any of her vitamin and mineral deficiencies recently?
The only one they said was deficient was D.
Huh. I would have them check three more. I would have them check ferritin. I would also have them check their total iron binding capacity. So the ability for her body to bind and hold on to iron. And then there's one called MMA, methyl malonic acid, all right, MMA. And what that does is shows one of the best definitive tests for B12. If she's low in B12, then she could be bruising easily as well. And likewise, their hemoglobin and hematocrit, I know this doesn't mean a whole lot, but these are basic components in their complete blood count, CBC. That's the most standard test we run in medicine for blood work. And a lot of times docs go after that. So if everything's fine in the hematocrit and hemoglobin, they won't check an iron. And many times they don't check a ferritin. Well, here's the deal. You could have plenty of iron in the blood, but if you're not utilizing it, then what's the point? You can't use it, so you're still going to bruise. That's where ferritin comes in. Ferritin shows the storage tank. So a lot of big fancy words, but I would just have them check those tests. So maybe they can explore and look at something that they normally wouldn't look at that's outside of their norm and maybe be able to figure it out. Because I'm assuming that she doesn't eat just perfect, right?
Right.
Yeah. And
now the PC test, is that one that covers that or does it have to be a special test?
No, the special test. There's one called a TIBC. Okay. There's one called MMA. And ferritin. And I would just bring those up to your doctor. And just mention it to him. And by them doing that, you know, what will happen is they'll run the test. And, of course, it'll be able to give you good information. You may not know a hill of beans of what that means. That's okay. But at least they'll be able to give you the information. And you guys can work from there. Because that's, you know, learning, when you got weird things going on, it always helps to do more blood work. You find out a lot. And I'll tell you another thing, too, that might be helpful for her. There is a very good testing out now. Their DNA testing is becoming kind of hot. They call it more genetic assessment. So now you can see blood work shows you pretty much what's going on over maybe the last month or so. Okay, and then you can check it again in 3 months and figure out what's changed. Well, getting in a genetic assessment will actually show you what her blueprint says are her strong points and her weak points in her body. Like, not just right now, but since the beginning of time for her. So it's very easy to create a nutrition plan and a lifestyle plan based around getting that nutritional assessment done. And it's a genetic assessment. So it's amazing. It's very inexpensive, too, to get that done. You can check that out. There's a great company that does that. It's called GeneMe. So you go to getgeneme.me and just check them out, and it's pretty amazing. But all in all, getting the nutrition going for her is going to be the key. But you got to have the testing done, figure out what that is. We'll be right back.
I'm I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. I don't care if it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, and the list goes on and on. But the reality is, the body, it can get sick. Yes, it can. But we also can get well if we make new changes and new choices. Better choices obviously means better health. But are you willing to do that? Now, I get a lot of emails and phone calls about what gets rid of the belly fat, stubborn old belly fat, right? If you want to know some of the cutting edge things that are out there right now for getting rid of the belly fat, I'm going to tell you. Number one is the green coffee bean extract. So if you haven't been following this, pretty hot. Now, it's very unique in its efforts. And of course, it's completely natural, very good, but it does a lot of things that I could really get into that will just be a little bit too technical. But let me give you a couple of things. You can reduce absorption, the absorption of calories, one thing that it does. But it inhibits the enzyme amylase, which would decrease the gastrointestinal tract absorption of sugar and calories. It suppresses the accumulation of hepatic triglycerides, and it alters body fat distribution. So where the body fat goes, where it's stored, so it can alter that. It also inhibits the pancreatic lipase, which is an enzyme that breaks down fats in the digestive tract. So they've not just found that it helps you lose fat, but it also helps lose overall body size. So for people that are really struggling, you know, they're morbidly obese. I mean, you're talking 150 pounds, 120 pounds overweight. I mean, it's a huge help. Now, it's not just eat what you want, take green coffee bean extract. But that, along with things like conjugated linoleic acid, along with eating a very, very balanced anti-inflammatory food plan, following that to a T, five small meals a day to keep the metabolism ramped up, exercising, and having an extreme desire to want to get the weight off. I mean, you have to have all those. Anytime you talk about supplements, there is no silver bullet. I mean, really, I want to make that clear. There is no silver bullet, really. When it comes to our health, it matters what you do. So your choices have to be really, really strong, and they have to be a combination of them. It's not just one. You can't just exercise and eat what you want. You know, the whole thing about just, well, I'll eat an extra donut, and then I'll get on the treadmill an extra 45 minutes. What is that? I've heard that excuse from so many people. I'm like, really? So let's put a donut in, and let's have fried chicken, trans fats and processed carbohydrates that are just so good for you. And then we'll go run on the treadmill because that's going to help the body unmake abnormal cells or the potential of abnormal cells. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So having a good game plan is always the way to go. And if you're looking to drop weight, there's some keys out there. You got to lower cortisol, and green tea is actually a great way to do that. Phenomenal. Great research on it. Matter of fact, a lot of people drink green tea, the decaffeinated, before they go to bed because it helps increase lipolysis while you're sleeping, which is the breaking down of fat cells. So you want to cut down on the belly fat. Green tea is your ticket. It's a very, very good one. And then also that conjugated linoleic acid, CLA, that I was talking about, great studies. It's one of the top supplements, really. And it's a fatty acid that has really good research behind it. I mean, solid. University studies, the whole nine yards, about what it can do. Almost 6% fat loss. I mean, it's unbelievable. So taking that every day can definitely help quite a bit. Got to make sure you're taking your omega-3 fats, though, along with that. A couple of tips to burn up the belly fat. All right, let's go to Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Recently, I had a doctor's visit, and then for the past 10 years, I've known that my thyroid is slightly large. But on this last visit, it's beginning to press against my windpipe, and they, you know, did the ultrasound. And I'm just curious as to what other options besides surgery that I may have for addressing it. I know that my hormone levels are in the normal range, but tend to kind of lean toward the hyper side.
Well, if the hormones are leaning toward the hyper side, and the thyroid leans that way, you know, all your cruciferous vegetables like your broccoli, your cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and even strawberries for a fruit, those are all great, and you can include those in your diet for sure. Your doctor, if they've got you taking the medication and all, they need to know, though, if you start making any changes. So when medicine's involved, your doctor definitely needs to be aware. At least they can document it. Nothing's more frustrating than for a doctor to, you know, see you every 3 months or 6 months, have you on a certain medication, you start doing all these random things naturally, and then they don't know what in the world's going on and can't figure out why your medicine's not working right or you're taking too much or whatever. So just let them know. Even if you send a little email to their nurse, you don't have to get in some big conversation, just send it to them. Say, look, I'm doing this, making some pretty big changes, dietary changes, exercise changes, just throw it in the chart. If they get freaked out and worried about it, they'll call you. Don't worry about that. But, yeah, for the thyroid, iodine is really important, too. So you can get a urinalysis test for iodine. You can also do blood testing as well. So they can check that. Iodine levels are very important for thyroid function. A lot of people don't get enough, especially women. Women need three times the amount that men do. So, again, it's one of those things where you make the best decisions that you can. You do the best that you can. And, of course, you eat as healthy as you can. But when it comes to the thyroid, you got to be very careful. You don't want to overstimulate it like you're saying right now because you're in a situation where it's tending to run a little fast. So that is definitely what to be cautious. If they haven't checked your TPO antibodies, that's the potential for your thyroid to be in an autoimmune situation where the body's attacking it, the immune system's attacking it. That's something to look at. And I'm assuming they probably checked it. But if not, also the HGH, your anterior pituitary gland, see what the HGH output is. That can always be an indicator of what's going on with the thyroid. So thyroid is a big deal, all right? A lot of different components, a lot of different angles with what's going on with it. But at the end of the day, you still can get things functioning well, and you can go to the next level. So you're not stuck, and that's the most important thing. But your foods make a big difference, and your exercise, too. Be a little careful, though, with it leaning toward the fast side. Don't over-exercise and stimulate too much cortisol. That can have a negative effect. All right? Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.